die Art Shadow von Krishna sind nicht diese externen
rečeno onaj koji pjeva i osjeća Господина можете видеть прямо.
Now, most of you, are you chanting? Do you experience love of God? No. Then it says, by eating prasadam, all kinds of desires for material life should be destroyed. Are you eating prasadam? Are you free from material desire? No. So something is wrong here. Great problem. Maybe the process of Krishna consciousness doesn't work. Maybe it's all illusion. Maybe you have been told the wrong thing. There is no Krishna. I told you it would be a little shocking one. I mean, do you see the problem? It is said that by hearing the Hare Krishna mantra, we would have love in our heart, and we don't have it. It is said by eating prasadam, we will be free from material desires. But we all experience still some attachment. Something is wrong here. Either the process is wrong, or there must be something wrong with us. It's a very serious subject. You're still smiling, but maybe if today you don't recognize you, that you made the greatest mistake in your life by coming out of this Krishna consciousness.
Vi se sada smješkate, ali možda da nas realizirate da ste napravili ozbiljnu grešku što ste došli svjesni s
Krishnom. You don't believe me, that's why you're smiling and not crying.
Da vjerujete mi, zato se smijete, ne plačete.
Well, I want to give you the explanation which is given by, which is given in the ancient Vedic scriptures, and you will there will be something very important. The fault is like this. If someone is covered with I want to give you a little example. Imagine you have a very nourishing type of foodstuffs, manjulali. And it looks very, very good. But if you have a strong fever, you have no appetite. The strong fever, in other words, prevents that you can enjoy the prana. And even when the fever slowly gets down, you still have only little use for nourishing foodstuffs like sweet rice or pea something. And you know, a pea something. Now, the fault is not with the food.
Uzrok pada nije u hrani.
But the problem is the disease which has somehow taken the appetite from you.
Problem je u bolesti koja nekako oduzela apetit od nas.
In the same way, Krishna consciousness is a very is
Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Krishna is najbolji.
So the centuries and millenniums, greatest saints have followed the process of Krishna consciousness. Like Vyasadev, who is described in this verse, then he was meditating according to the process of, he actually saw the Lord. So the process works. The problem is that we are sick. What is our disease which prevents that we can taste the body? Any idea? Attachment.
To do wrong things.
Yeah. Right, yes, you have all, what you have said is correct. But don't cry. I want to give you a little, let me say it like this. The Sanskrit word for our disease is called anastha. Artha means something which is valuable. And anatta means you think it is valuable, but it is not valuable. For instance, those who smoke think this is very good. It calms the nervous system. It's good for the teeth. it's certainly a sign that the human being is more advanced than the animal. But have you seen animals smoking? But they, you only think it is valuable, in reality it is not good for your health. Not even good for the teeth. So this is a typical anatta. It's something which you do and which you are habituated to do, but which is against your own interest. There are four types of anathas. One is Hridaya Durbalya, the weakness of the heart. This is, for instance, to be attached to objects which are not related to Krishna. Like karmi music. He loves you, yeah. Then it's deceitfulness or finding faults in others. That's a weakness of the heart. Then to be envious in others. This is weakness. You're not a strong person if you are feeling bad if someone is better than doing better than you.
To je slabost ako vam je krivo što vidite da drugima ide bolje nego vama.
And then a strong desire to be glorified, that's also a weakness of the heart.
A onda snažna želja da se bude slavljen, se također slabost.
Then there are all kinds of offenses, anatta.
Onda dalje anatta su sve vrste uvreda.
To speak bad about devotees, for instance.
Govoriti loše o bhaktama, na primjer.
Or to chant, but at the same time do all kinds of material activities.
Mantra pija za to vrijeme činiti sve više vrste materijalnih aktivnosti.
The third kind of anatta is asat Krishna.
Treća vrsta anatta je
material desires.
Materijalne želje.
You can desire material objects.
Možete želiti neke materijalne objekte.
Or to live on the heavenly planets.
Ili recimo da živite na zajskim planetama.
To get mystical potencies.
Ili da imate neke mistične moći.
Or to attain liberation.
Ili
da dostignete oslobođenje od materijalne potencije. Now, and the fourth type of anatta is the illusion about spiritual life.
I četvrta vrsta anate iluzija o duhovnom životu.
This is, for instance, if you do not know that you are, if you think you are God.
To je u stvari kad mislite da ste Bog.
To je great illusion to spiritual life.
To je velika iluzija o duhovnom životu.
So, you could get very analytical, but because today most of the audience is just young devotees,
možemo postati veoma analitičnim, ali postoje čas na programu za mladi bhakte.
I want to make it a little simple.
Let me tell you.
These anattas that bind us to material life, and they are responsible that we cannot come to Krishna.
Ove anate nas vezuju u materijalnom svijetu i uzroku da se ne možemo gledati Krishna.
Sometimes they can become so strong that we are thrown out of the process of
Krishna consciousness.
To make it very simple, I want to tell you the story of the Beduin. And his
camel.
Once
zima
pustinja.
So the Beduin was in his tent.
I zapravo da je u svom šatoru.
And he had hot coals in the tent to keep the temperature.
I imao je neka pećicu da ga grije.
And his camel looked into the tent. It's so cold outside. But there's only place for one in our tent. And plus you stink. Just let me have my mouth in the tent. Okay, said the Beduin, but don't speak because then the smell is so strong. After some time, the second said, my ears are so cold. Just let me have my ears also in the tent. Not much more place, you know, just 15 more
centimeters.
Finally he said, my neck. I will die. Just let me part my neck.
Also.
I parted it up there. there you have no use. The space is totally unused.
To gore, taj goni mali dio je totalno neupotrebni prostor. Ajde.
But not more.
Ali ništa više.
After some time, the camera said.
Nakon nekog vremena kamera je rekla.
My feet.
Moje noge.
Oops. Everyone knows if the feet are warm, the whole body is warm. But if the feet are cold, nothing works. All the nerves end in the feet. So just let me put my feet in first. Just where the door starts. And just the space also is totally unused.
Evo, samo mi pusti moje noge, stavit ću tu gdje ulazu u šator i sve tijemo sve tako ne upotrebimo.
Then there will be mir.
Onda će biti mir.
You have a good night.
Imat ćemo dobu večer.
Tomorrow we are very strong.
Bićemo sutra vrlo jaki.
I can carry you through the whole universe if
you want. Znači da je kroz cijeli svemir univerzum ako želiš.
Just allow me to put my feet there.
Samo mi dozvoli da stavim tu noge.
And I think you know the rest of the story.
Finally,
the camel was in the tank.
And
the Bedouin was passing outside. So, this is how Maya works. She comes there, malle. No problem. You know, this is a good American movie. I mean, let's just go and see what it is. After all, we come from we have a communist history. There were no good American movies because they. Now, just let us see what it is. Let's not be fanatical. Next day. Which cultured person could not go? If you don't go, they think a Krishna conscious person is just totally brainwashed. They must go. Maya always has good arguments. And then, when you do these things, you develop what is called an attachment to these things. It goes, see, the thing is, yesterday we were trying to explain the mind is like a crystal. Wherever you put the crystal, it will reflect that object or the color of the object. After you take the crystal away from that object, there's nothing in the crystal which can show you that there was once, let us say, the reflection of a wristwatch.
Kad jedan put maknete kristal, onda neće biti ništa u kristalu što će vam govoriti da je tu nekad bila slika
In the same way, see, and our mind is like this. When we come in contact with something, that stays in the mind.
Naš um je u stvari takav da ako dođe kontakt s nečim, to ostaje.
I was surprised that in the night, yes. I was hearing an old song from Stevie Wonder all the time.
Yes.
It's a song that the devotees also sing. Last time in paradise. Ich war alles gewohnt in der Um.
Das ist dann gelungen.
Then I, due to my service, I know a lot of people who have big names in the entertainment industry, and sometimes, so I had to hear the song again because I want to speak to one singer and give her the idea that one can make Krishna conscious songs, that one can just put a little Krishna consciousness inside, just like in this song, just a little.
Moja služba je takva da nalazim ljude sa različitim umjetnicima i moram po neki put poslušati njihove pjesme i možda čak i više puta da bi im dao ideju kako da u svoje pjesme ubace malo svjesnosti Krišne, možda samo malo.
Koliko je njih opatnije. Yes, because they cannot... because they cannot... It's not always easy for them to make it obvious that they are devotees, but that they're not
devotees.
Everything leaves a deep impression. It's not like our mind is not like the crystal where the object goes.
Naš um nije kao kristal kada objekti odlaze iz njega.
In one way it is like a crystal.
Na neki način je kao kristal.
Everything gets reflected in this.
Sve u njemu reflektira.
But in another way it is not like a
crystal. Ali na jedan drugi način nije kao kristal.
And that is because they set in the mind. Therefore, we must be extremely careful to say yes to Maya. If we say yes, it will stay in the mind for a long time. Like this song, you know, it's not good that in the night I should sleep and not all the time hear a song, you know. So, therefore, these anattas, I wanted to say, anattas in other words, they can cover us so that we cannot actually taste Krishna consciousness. And these anattas can give birth in our mind to six dangerous enemies. Yes. This Maya in the mind is the origin for lusty feelings.
Ova Maya umu radi od
for anger, for greed, pride, envy, and finally this Maya creates the whole material illusion for us. Distress, more distress.
Illusion.
Hunger. Birth. This is how dangerous it is if you allow Maya to enter. And it will stay in the mind. We have been carrying this camel with us since many, many lives. It is sitting on the bed of our heart. It doesn't smell nice. It creates a lot of problems. The camel in the mind. Next time you see a camel,
ne, filter kamer, cigarete.
Ah,
filter.
Kad vidite one cigarete.
So what to do? Do we have any hope? That we will feel some great ukos. Is there a chance for us? Must be.
Morally.
It is described that there is by Nama Sankirtana, chanting the holy names of the Lord, the camel can be driven out of
the
Apana Sanskritin Rodan Yanama Vivashovina Tato Satyo Vimucheta Yat. Living beings who are entangled in the net of birth and death can be freed by chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. But how to chant? We must chant free from
offense.
Offenses, there are 10 offenses all in all. I will just say them very briefly. Blaspheming the devotees of the Lord. Thinking that Krishna is not the Supreme. Disobeying the orders of the spiritual master. Considering the Vedas to be a material scripture.
And the Suvede in a field.
Then, so think that the holy name is an exaggeration. Then, giving some material interpretation of the holy name. Then doing sins, thinking of the holy name, the
same.
Then thinking it's a ritual. Then to talk about the glories of the holy name to someone who really doesn't want to hear.
Govoriti o slavama svetog imena nekome ko stvarno ne želi čuti.
And the tenth is to maintain one's material life, although one knows it's not good.
A deseta je da održavamo i dalje materijalni život znajući da sve to ime dobro nije dobro.
So, all these 10 kinds of offenses come from one.
Sve im ovi 10 uvreda dolazi iz jedne.
That is that our mind wanders when we chant.
a ti zato što naš um luta dok mantra.
In the end, I want to give you a very simple process how you can stop the mind from wandering and change with full attention and focus.
A na kraju bih vas želio dati jednu usmjeriti kako možete mantrati sa stvarnim ukusom.
If you change with the focus, then you will have a spontaneous attraction to the holy name and not even think of committing these mistakes.
Spontano ćete biti privučeni gospodinom, no nikad ću uopće na omigastu vrata.
What we will talk now about is a 10-step process, or 9-step.
Ovo ćemo sad govorimo je 9-stepeni proces.
When you start chanting, the first thing is you must be awake. Chanting, in other words, starts when you the day before when you have to go at the right time to the bed.
Mantra misleni počinje na večer kad trebate otići u pravo ili u krevet.
Da, prije.
If you chant and you are tired, the mind can just make so many tricks with you.
Ako mantrate kad ste umorni, um vam može postaviti malo tih
poteza. And you will see you will not be able to penetrate through the mind.
I vidjet ćete nešto moći prodjeti kroz um.
You will be on the you will see a mental cinema going there.
Vidjet mentalno kino kako prolazi kroz um.
But you will not be able to hear the holy name. So, very simple, you have to, you cannot be tired.
He's not chatting.
Second thing is, so, okay, this is second stage, huh? You sit down, you're not tired. Now you have to speak the name properly. That means you have to move your upper lip and your lower lip at the time. You have to make the sound vibration as it is. Sometimes we joke amongst the devotees because what you hear amongst chanters is something sometimes not the correct
Mahamantra.
Then there is the Mentalini mantra.
Mental mantra.
Hare Krishna. Then there is the Lippi mantra. And all kinds of about seven types of of reflected mantra. Not the real thing, in other words. Okay, so on the second stage, we are using both of our lips and the first between the teeth.
Znači, na drugom stepenu pravilno upotrebljavamo oba dvije sve usne i jezik.
So now comes the third stage. At this stage, we do not allow any diversion.
Na ovom stupnju ne dozvoljavamo nikakve devijacije.
Sometimes someone chants and at the same time looks through the telephone book for interesting things. Ako
recimo neko mantra i stvarno gleda telefonski.
Or you do something. These are all tricks of the Umma. So this must be stopped. When you chant, you sit down, you chant. Now comes the fourth stage.
Sad dolazimo na četvrti nivo. Idemo sve više i više.
On this stage,
na ovom nivou,
you do not allow that your mind wanders subconsciously. The first thing was conscious wandering, the second is subconscious.
Ne dozvoljavate svom umu da djeluje podsvjesno. Ovo za sad govori o svjesnom, a sad govorimo o nesvjesnom.
Do you sometimes chant? And then all of a sudden, you are in Japan. With your mind. So, what you do is, on this, you're taking the mind back from wherever it wanders due to its restless nature.
Ono što treba učiniti je da, bez obzira gdje on luta, mora se ga vratiti, zato što on takav
So now you come to the fifth stage. This is very nice. Because you endeavored a little bit, the Holy Name gives you his blessing. Like to chant. The pronunciation is all right.
It's good.
Sound vibration goes into your heart and purifies and takes all the anathas or the maya out. No place for the camel. You feel almost like a bird who is carried by a very pleasing and nicely smelling sound wind. Do you notice the state? I think you all have some experience of it. More or less. That's why we like to chant. Even though sometimes we go through a winter of chanting. The cold north wind which pushes us under the snow of our minds. So this fifth state every one of you can attain. Today. Yes, really. I'm not saying some, you know, you are our friends, we are in the family, there is no need to make any reclama. By just making these few, I would say, mechanical changes. See, this is not a high spiritual state. We are just speaking about mechanical arrangements, like cleaning a house or putting the house together. Let us repeat what you have to do. You cannot be tired. Late to bed. Yeah. But you can go home, take a little rest, and then start chanting. Then speak, articulate the mantra. The sound vibration must be there. This work is creating the sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even if your mind just goes, ah, whoa! This verb is creating the sound vibration, the steady flow of the mantra. Then if you are restless, Dharmati in nature gets
through.
Temperament. I must do something when I chant, you know. Then you just control that. Then the next thing is even when your mind subconsciously wanders, bring it back to
one name.
Then you will see her some perfection. Now comes the sixth phase. Now what we will speak about now is something which cannot come by a mechanical arrangement. But you do have to do a little work. This is Krishna's mila now. It starts that you begin to understand there is nothing better in this world than chanting the holy name. Sometimes we have this feeling, isn't it? Sometimes you feel it's the best thing. You have no doubt. Maybe I should eat now something. Or go to the bathroom and take a shower. You really clear this is the best thing. On the seventh page, you have this feeling Krishna is not different from his holy name.
Dakle, znate da Krishna nije različit od svog imena.
It's not an illusion.
To nije iluzija.
Because on the eighth stage,
na osmom nivou,
all of a sudden, you enter into a scene.
Ulazite u jednu scenu.
Spiritual scene.
Duhovnu scenu.
It's as if the material realness is open.
Kao da se materijalna realnost otvara.
Almost like, you know, in the Aladdin, the mountain.
No,
Sesame opened it. It was a mountain, didn't it?
Cave.
Da 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 da, and then you go in.
Onda kaže neko sedam otvorite i onda se otvori. Znači,
there were jewels inside or what?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Jewels.
Everything gold.
And the mighty spirit also.
Anyway, that's a fairy tale. But by chanting, you have access to higher dimensions of reality.
Ali sa mantranjem otvaraju se više dimenzije realnosti.
First, it comes and goes.
Znači, dođe i uđe.
But then it becomes more stable.
A onda postane stabilnije.
And finally, you are experiencing ecstasy and then pure love.
Napokon osjećate ekstazu i čistu ljubav.
You will feel when you chant Krishna is there. So, I do not want to speak so much about the higher stages because really we have to go to work now. We have now some project. We must get the ukul. then only they can eat the full preparation of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise we will be in a spiritual movement, but we will not really, you know, something is missing then in our life. We feel like the feverish patient who is sitting before a nice meal, but but he cannot be practical about the
meal.
It's only mental.
Mental.
He thinks it's so nice, books, but I can't really. So I hope that this little presentation will help all of you. Did you understand this, Manjula? Mm-hmm. You have written it down. Yes. This is like a long answer to your question. You know. Why don't we have? Why does nothing change? Because of anatta. But they can be overcome. And the camel can be driven out by the chanting of the holy name. But we must chant in the proper way, avoiding the offenses. And that we can do if we learn to chant with full intention. And therefore we try to give you a little step-by-step process. Such a nice language. So sweet. Yes, lucky. Good, so I want to end here. Thank you very much. Thank you also very much for helping yesterday with the program. I think many people have gotten a very good taste in Krishna consciousness. But I think we can do much better. We have a lot of talent. The Singha band is fantastic. I like very much the way the songs are put together. We have to maybe think a little how to make the technical frame a little better, you know, that not so many mistakes come to the court. But that's only that we have learned, I think, from the program yesterday. And then we must not make problems at Ekadashi. Ekadashi is like, also it has to do with the moon. The mind of the conditioned soul is not, it's more restless. I went to Germany. In Germany, I saw once I went to a hospital for mental patients.
Jedan put je bio u Njemačkoj, u jednoj instituciji za mentalne bolesnike.
And on the currency, they all have to bind the heavy case. You know, they have to bind them because they might hurt themselves. It's because the moon is in a certain place and it influences the mind in a certain way. On the Ekadashi, one should just change it. Yes, that's the ideal thing. But as I said, these are just small things. That it was actually from the Srila Babu told me that many people came to him and were very impressed by the presentation. It was not too bad, but we can do much better. This is my point.
zadovoljni sa programom, ali ima se što bi zapisivalo biti još bolje.
Yes, so much
time.
And we need a temple.
In the Shavana temple.
Talents for temple.
So, do you have any question?
Yes. In Krishna book, there is in a song from the Gopis. Krishna talks with the Gopis, and they ask there about love.
Yeah.
How one loves. And he gives the answer. In answer, he said, there is. The best man who loves is.
Yeah.
One is self satisfied. Why do not require any love? They are called Atmarama, which means they are absorbed in the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and so do not care whether one loves them or not. And Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna indirectly answered the question of the Gopis, even those questions which implied that Krishna did not properly receive their dealings. In answer, he said that he, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is self-satisfied. He does not require any love. But at the same time, he said that he is not ungrateful. So, what about Krishna's love? How is that possible? It seems that he don't care much. He, that's the neutrality of that.
Yes.
Explaining this. Yes, napisala ovako, da sam čitala tu Krishna book, Bog je su pitala Krishna koja je osoba najbolja kad voli. Ja ona govori tri vrste ljudi je reka i onda je reka da je najbolja ona vrsta koja je u stvari kada se voli, zahvalna je, ali ne mari mnogo zato što je utemeljena samopoznata i tako. Ona iz toga ispada kao da Krišna baš ono nije kada ne mari baš na sve jednom neutralni. Pa u toj neutralnosti nešto se sviđa.
Yes, this is a very nice question. Krishna is transcendental.
Krishna transcendental.
You cannot. Krishna is not dependent on us.
Krishna ne ovisi.
He's not like one of us. Then one of us. Anyway, Krishna is not dependent on anyone's love. However, he comes under the full control of his devotees. And he is hungry for their love. I want to give you an example. Once Duryodhana, he received
Krishna.
And on Krishna's way to Duryodhana, he built many palaces just for Krishna, so that he could go every night to a palace.
Na tom putu je on izgradio mnogo palača za Krishna.
And then he made a big palace for Krishna in the town Hastinapur.
Onda napravio jedan veliki tempel u Hastinapuru.
He wanted to bring Krishna on his side against the Pandavas. He knew Krishna had come to make a peaceful settlement between him and the Pandavas. But he didn't want that. He wanted all the land of the Pandavas. He didn't want to make peace with the Pandavas and give them some of the land. So he built. So when Krishna came, Duryodhana invited him to a feast. You have no idea. Even Manjulali's cooking is nothing in comparison. And so many preparations. So, and he gave this whole palace to Krishna.
Krishna.
So How much enjoyment is that? Međutim, Krishna went to his devotee Vidura. And Vidura was so excited. All he had is bananas. And he peeled them and he buttered the fruit away and gave the peel. He was out of his mind. And Krishna accepted that because it was done. Then he slept at the house of Vidura, a simple house. Now the next morning, Duryodhana said, "Where were you? We had made a feast for you. The best preparations in the universe." And then Krishna answered. He said, "To eat, two conditions must be there. One, you must be hungry. I'm never hungry. I have a body made from the second reason why you eat is then the other person loves you, who gives you that. You know that when you come and you're not really hungry, but someone has made something and you know. Then you cannot say I'm Puna. You have to take. The love is very strong, isn't it? You have to take. So Krishna says, this is the second condition. But you have no love in your cold heart. You want to make business. So that one. Atma Rama, that is self-satisfied. He is never hungry. He is always satisfied within himself.